Yeah, it's supposed to be a good one. I briefly looked at it when we were talking about it. And if I had, you know, I guess if I had more need, first of all, and then a place to set it up, I suppose I might consider. But that looks like the one to get for the average Joe. I'd really like to see how it does. I'm used to a pretty grainy kind of undesirable kind of a finish on most of the stuff that I've seen off printers. Now I get it. You can change the resolution, you know, or the, you know, how, you know, in exchange for material and time, you know, you can get it degrees better. But I've yet to see anything that really had that almost commercially produced look. But I guess you can get that off this one, eh?